You know, we ended this segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and I've just been thinking for the last couple weeks, ever since we've been going through this COVID thing and challenges in the church and in relationship with families and everything. One of the suggestions that I could give, some of the things that I do, and I was thinking maybe that's what I could just pass on to you today. If you would stop and think and go to the Word of God, the Word of God transforms, the Word of God heals, the Word of God brings hope, and the Word of God saves. So many times in my life, and maybe in your life too, as we face problems and obstacles, the best place to go is straight to the Word of God and find the promises that not only change us but give us comfort, but also the hope and the power to make the changes in our life that we need to make. You know, the Word of God does bring life, brings healing, brings health to all who find it. Psalm 27:10 in the Amplified Bible says, "Encourage us. Although my father and my mother have abandoned me, O Lord, yet the Lord will take me up and adopt me as his child." And the Word of God brings hope. The hope in Isaiah 40:31. "But those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will fly like eagles." And then more importantly, well, they're all important, but more importantly, the Word of God saves. It's all about salvation. James chapter 1, verse 21 in the Amplified Bible says, "With a humble spirit receive the word of the Lord, which is implanted, actually rooted in our hearts, which is able to save your soul." That's the blessed promise hope that we all have to hang on to today. It's a personal thing. Only you can make it. To develop that relationship with God and have the peace that passes all understanding and assurance, blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. And we want to pray for one another and lift up one another with prayers. And I don't know of any specific prayers. I know Tina's nephew, Carter, had an operation up in Alabama, and she sent me a text a while ago and said he came through it okay and he's doing fine. And the people on our prayer list. It's hard to keep it up and keep it accurate, but we know there's a lot of prayers out there. So just know that we want to pray for you. We will pray for you. And if you just would call me and let me know if there's any particular prayers, or let Phil know, and he can pass them on to me. Intercessory prayer is probably one of the most important things that we could do for one another. So just let me know of the prayer need, and I can certainly do an intercessory prayer with you, for you, or during our prayer times and our devotions. Judy and I lift up the church and the people that are in the church. So it is a wonderful thing to be able to pray. And Jesus prayed often, talked to the Father. The disciples were wondering, what do you do when you go out there by yourself? He said, "I talk to Daddy." And they said, "Well, how can we talk to Daddy?" He said, "It's called prayer. And use this as a model prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." Well, God bless you. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. And we will be continuing to do these online services even if we get back into the church. So keep us in prayer, the church, that is, as we pray to come back together for open worship. We love the open air worship, but it's more important to come and fellowship with one another, and that's what we're looking for. Keep it in prayer that we can come together soon in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.